What if, okay, the part of the barn where they store the hay, you call the...
Hayloft.
Okay. What if they didn't put the hay in the barn? If they... How might they leave it outside?
Well, they'd stack it. Oh, we used to. Old Hideaway, they'd set up a pole and stack it around the pole. And now they... Most of it bale, and they... Well, they'll stack bale hay outside. They make hay piles. They... Hay mold, I guess it's called. It used to call.
What's
a hay mold? That's a pile of hay and surround it all so they'll shed the water off some.
That's different from the stack?
No, it's just another word for haystack.
I mean, it has a pole in the center?
No, some of them don't. Some of them, not necessarily. They just call it a haystack. They used to. They don't do that. Don't ever see it now. You can see, they set up that pole and put the hay around it. They call that a haystack. And then cattle just go around and eat right from it, but I mean, lately they're developing some way to store more hay outside with a pile that's rounded off so that it's a, maybe a long pile and so wide, rounded off the top so the water will shed off.
What do you call that?
Just a haystack, I guess.
Have you ever heard of a hay lick or a hay rack or something? Hay lick or something?
Well, no, hay rack is a lot of really a rack built so cattle, you put hay in cattle, you want meat out of it. You feed, fill that mess daily with hay for the meat.
That's something you might have in the barn.
You have in the barn, you can have it outdoors. Some of them have them outdoors. And haul the hay out and put it on the rack. But most of them in the barn. We call them, you call them mangers too. I guess that comes from Bible time, because that Jesus was born in a manger, but you call a manger place, maybe it'd be a trough where you could put your corn in for your horses and mule, and then there'd be a rack above you, a mug of logs, you put the hay down in, and then they could eat through the slat and get the hay out. Call that the manger.
Okay. When you first cut the hay, you know, you let it, or used to, you know, you let it dry, what would you call those little piles that you'd rake it up in?
What do we call them, ricks? The piles, the hay, just hay ricks, yeah. We call them ricks. You take a rake, rake it up in a row, and then you pile that little pile, and you go and haul it in from the wagon.
And you call those hay ricks?
Ricks, yeah.
Okay. Do you have any special places for keeping cows?
Well, just keep them in the barn. Sometimes you'd have a special barn for the cows, different from the horses.
Okay. Any special place for them to, maybe out in the pasture for them to get out when it's raining or something?
No, just let them go to the barn.
Okay. What about a special place for milking the cows outside? Did you ever have?
Not outside. No, we'd milk them inside. And have a place just for milking, special for milking. We'd have stanchions, you know, stick the head in, we'd fast them and feed them while they're milking.
Okay. What do you call the place where you keep the horses?
Well, we just call it stable then.
Okay.
But horses being stable. Stable is just a small room in a barn that has so many stables in it, man.
Okay. And what about hogs and pigs? How were they kept?
Called a pig house. Hog house.
That was an actual house sort of thing?
Well, see, it could be an actual house. It could be a... It's part of the barn, if you call a hog house. Good for, if you didn't have many hogs, you might just take one side of the barn and put the hogs in it. Then if you had no side, you don't have pigs, you have a small house, you set off out in the field where she'd be all away from the others to have a pig, and that'd be a little hog house. Little thing about 10 feet square, pretty low, so it didn't cost much big. It had a roof on it, didn't have much. Beads is built, cheap to build, I mean, set them out in the field.